Our series, Going to Waste, continues today with a look at the way technology is cleaning up the fashion industry. By some estimates, up to 20% of industrial water pollution comes from the dyeing and treatment of textiles. Plus, millions of pounds of unused fabric ends up in the landfill every year. Stephanie Benedetto is CEO and co-founder of Queen of Raw. She's trying to fix this problem. Stephanie, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
And give me the bad news. How wasteful is the fashion industry?
It is the number two polluter in the world, and it contributes to the number one polluter in the world.
Really?
So it's pretty bad, but where there's bad, there is opportunity.
Okay, let's talk about the opportunity in a minute, but first tell me more about the bad.
One t-shirt, it actually takes 700 gallons of water to produce, and another 700 gallons of water to wash it in its lifetime. And that's just one shirt. Over 2 billion shirts are sold around the world every single year. By 2025, two-thirds of the entire world's population will face shortages of fresh water and be exposed to hazardous chemicals from textile production alone. And one would think that it just is in China and Vietnam and India and where we're manufacturing, but this is actually having an impact on our water in Europe and in the United States as well. It's happening today and on our shores.
And it sounds like it's not just water. The World Economic Forum says that one of the fashion capitals of the world, New York City, where you are, ends up throwing away more than 200 million pounds of clothing in landfills every year. Only 1% of the leftover materials are actually reused. Why is that?
Those statistics are when you're talking about finished goods, right? And what I have discovered and where we have focused our efforts have been up the chain. And that's with the raw materials, the textiles and the components that go into making those finished goods. And the reason that these factories, brands, mills, retailers are sitting on all of these raw materials, and by the way, to quantify it, it's actually $120 billion worth of perfectly good stuff in raw materials every single year that's made and sitting in warehouses unused. And it happens because designers are forecasting years ahead. They overpurchase to make sure they can meet demand. Maybe then they change a pinstripe or a color, or and they don't end up using it all, or they shift production numbers. All this forecasting and planning creates, on average, 15% of every single production run ending up as waste.
So it costs them a lot of money as well.
Massive, hundreds of billions to trillions of dollars wasted every single year.
Okay, so now your company uses blockchain, which is the same technology as Bitcoin, of course, to try to chip away at this problem. How does it work?
The blockchain technology is revolutionary for supply chain. It means that we are able to verify data and know at every single step of a really complicated supply chain, millions of people across the globe being connected as products move from place to place. We can now use blockchain to verify data, know who said what, when, who's doing what, when in that supply chain, and really in real time control the data and the analytics.
You're identifying where the waste happens. Is that right?
Precisely. All of an enterprise customer like an H&M, any of their vendors or suppliers in their supply chain can verify data from an app on their phone, tell us what they're doing with those fabrics. And for example, if they received 100,000 yards of a fabric, but they only used 50,000 yards to make those H&M t-shirts, they can click a button and an alert occurs. And now we know that there's a waste of fabric sitting at that location. What do you H&M want to do with it? And I use H&M as an example of a use case, not an active customer that I can say.
I remember just last year that Burberry got busted for burning $37 million worth of clothes just to protect the brand from counterfeiters.
Unfortunately, they nicknamed Burnberry, and the H&M burned $4.3 billion as well. And it's not their fault. They didn't know where to go or what to do. They're in the business of making more to satisfy their customers.
Really, so you don't blame them? I mean, don't you think that they should see that as a problem? Just totally putting their product up in smoke? I mean, from a sustainability point of view?
From a sustainability point, sure, it's a problem. But you have to also consider that these are large enterprise organizations who run on profit. And so it's great for something to be all standing for people and for planet, but it has to also make sense for a business's profit. And that's why we devised the solution that we did, so that someone like an H&M or a Burberry can make money on their waste, minimize waste going forward, and shave up to 15% or more off their bottom line.
Aren't the consumers to blame here as well, as much as the corporations? A lot of us are enthralled by the idea of fast fashion, for getting clothes as cheaply as possible.
It is, but I think you're seeing a powerful shift going on in the world today. Consumers, especially the millennials, the Gen Zs, they're starting to demand transparency, traceability, visibility into what is going on in their bodies. Look, we care about the raw foods movement, right? And the food that goes into our bodies. What about the materials that are touching our bodies? And so I think they're starting to demand it now. And that's why we are getting more and more enterprise customers coming to us, because it gives them an economic incentive, but also that great brand story.
Your family has been in the fashion industry for a century. Has anyone along the way throughout all those years been talking about this, or are you the first one to have the light bulb kind of go
off?
Well,
look, I had the fortunate pleasure of growing up with my great-grandfather, who came over on a ship from Austria in 1896, landed at Ellis Island and settled into the Lower East Side. And it's funny, of course, he wouldn't have talked about his business as sustainability. But at the end of the day, that's what he did. What did he do? He had to make a living. So he found materials and supplies nearby. He created everything by hand with minimal waste and minimal toxins, because his bottom dollar depended on it. And he sold to local customers. And it was a very profitable, successful business. So as I've seen the world get more and more complicated, and obviously supply chains get more and more complicated, love the industry, really disliked all of its waste, and wanted to figure out what the future would look like and how we can use technology to get back to the way my great-grandfather did, which did make sense for people, for planet, but also for profit.
Stephanie Benedetto, CEO and co-founder of Queen of Raw. It's a company that creates more sustainable practices in the fashion world by using blockchain technology. Stephanie, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.